Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fired Up with CJ show. I am CJ Liu, and we have the honor and pleasure today to have Rogani Michaels here with us. Welcome, Rogani.
Thank you, CJ. It's always good to be here with you.
And we are going to talk about her new book. Woohoo!
Yes!
Just out on Amazon, Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, Peaceful, No Matter What. And this is going to be the focus of our segments today because we want to know how we can become happy, right?
That's
Teach
right.
Teach me how. Now, the thing that you probably don't know, I've known Rogani forever, maybe many past lives, I don't know. Rogani is a spiritual coach, a gifted, beautiful, and exquisite speaker, international speaker. And, you know, this book is something that I would describe as something that you've been birthing and is kind of given to you by some higher source to give to other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's my sense about it. Is that true? You look shy.
I think it's both. I think it's both definitely something that was given to me to share, first to discover, and then to share. And it was a lot of hard work.
It was both. Discovering the findings in this book? Or just writing the book or everything?
Both. You know, the journey of moving from unhappiness to happiness is not, you know, it's not for sissies. Because there's much to face about life, and most of our lives are, at least my life, was really based on running away from most of the things I didn't want to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
As I was running after happiness, I was also running at breakneck speed away from unhappiness.
Right.
So part of the journey for myself in gathering this gift and bringing it into some, because there was certainly the element of there's no way I could have ever understood this or gathered it without external or internal support, or wherever we want to call the spiritual dimension, and how it supports us and gives us things to share. So yeah, it's definitely both, which I think is important for all of us to understand, because this is really about how do you be divine and human at the same time,
yeah,
without making one more important than the other.
Do you think that when you, and what's interesting, because you've mentioned this a couple of different times in your book, see, I run towards happiness. And what you said is you were running away from unhappiness.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Do you think most people run? I think everyone runs towards happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Do most people run away from unhappiness too? Or is it pain? Or what is it they're running away from?
Well, I think for most of us, our unconscious process, and I think it's helpful for people to know that my background is in unconscious communication, behavioral change. So my private work life has to do with understanding how the mind works, both conscious and unconscious. So the unconscious mind definitely is designed to go after pleasure and to move away from pain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's like a biological edict that we all follow. Unfortunately, the unconscious mind then applies that wonderful, you know, creation for survival at the biological level to our emotional happiness and our psychological happiness. And that is where the problem begins.
That's the crux of the problem.
Yeah, it's the crux of the problem.
So something that's good for our for our body to actually know to run away from pain, like lion chasing you, run. Right?
Absolutely.
But what happens though is that same magic applies for emotions, which is, oh, pain, run, which is maybe not
It's not in our highest good if we wish to be happy, because life is what it is. The thing is, most of us don't understand the role of pain or the role of discomfort in life. And largely, that's not our fault. It's simply the way we're designed. At the unconscious level, we are designed to go towards pleasure and away from pain. There's nothing in our systems that says do it differently when you run into emotional pleasure and emotional pain, or psychological pleasure and psychological pain. So the unconscious mind just has to use the same strategy or the same edict that it uses for biological survival, right? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it doesn't work for the various reasons that I have, that I talk about in Unflappable. There are certain reasons why it doesn't work to do it that way. And the primary one is what the book is all about, which is really getting to learn that opposites, you know, you don't have pleasure without pain. Mm-hmm. That is the way life works. Now, we all know this consciously. I mean, you have to be pretty dense after a certain number of years on the planet to not really know somewhere in you that pain is going to come into your life.
Right.
Discomfort is going to come. Loss is going to come. Unhappiness is going to come. Sadness is going to come. It doesn't change the drive at the unconscious level to get as far away from it as possible.
You know what happened? I just noticed to myself, you said that, and it was almost like I was in one of those limousines where the dark window comes up. When you said those words, they came up. Yes. And it was happening on an unconscious level. You said those words, pain, suffering, whatever, and this dark window came sliding up. And I was like, block out whatever Ragini is saying now.
That's going
is
to be hurtful.
Fascinating?
It is. It is. And although there's a great deal of emphasis in the personal growth and spiritual transformation realm out there in the world for becoming aware of this, until your unconscious mind actually understands and has a different strategy, has a different way of relating to pleasure and pain and all the things that go with it, happiness, sadness, good, bad, right, wrong, high, low, you know, together, alone, separate, connected. I mean, there are billions.
Wait, it's just been trained in one particular way our whole lives. It's biologically sound. And so unless we have some other strategy, we're not going to know what to do.
So even though you may understand everything that's in my book consciously, if you're still struggling with it, it means your unconscious mind does not yet have a new strategy, or your brain does not yet have a new neural pathway for how to behave differently.
And is that part of the, you know, when you actually wrote this book, was that one of your primary goals in
writing the book? Absolutely. Because it's one thing to understand it conceptually. It's another thing to start having the experience of being happy in the presence of your own emotional turmoil.
Yeah, so it goes back to your... So I love when all your life kind of makes sense, when you knit all these things back, because that's fundamentally behavioral change, right?
Yes.
You have a fundamental set of behaviors that have been created because of your unconscious mind, right? And now...
And your conditioning.
Yeah,
all
so
of it,
this
right?
is what... Now you're taking your experience as a behavioral change therapist and installing a whole new set of strategies that I can use to make me happy.
Yes, to make you happy. And of course, it can't happen without a certain level of awareness. Mm-hmm. The things that you want to become aware of are very particular. If you want to actually be able to include unhappiness in your picture of a happy life.
Wait, say that again?
If you, a certain amount of awareness is needed, if your goal is to include unhappiness in your picture of what makes a happy life.
Isn't that funny? I didn't even hear what you said the first time because I just didn't even want to hear it. Isn't the unconscious mind fascinating?
It
I literally
indeed.
Had to have you repeat it. And I bet listeners didn't listen to it either.
Well, here's
the
thing.
Just shuts it off.
What I was going after, what I thought, really it starts with what do you think happiness is? Well, even before that, do you deserve it?
Right.
Then the second question is, okay, let's assume for a moment I do deserve it. Then what is it? Right?
Yeah.
Well, in my journey personally, I truly went after happiness thinking that what it was, that I would really be happy when I had happiness without sorrow, when I had pleasure without pain, when I had success with no failure, when I had approval with no rejection, no criticism, okay?
Right.
And it just went on and on when I had togetherness with no aloneness because I was very polarized.
And everyone else is with you. Like, we're standing right next to you, Ragini. You know
yeah,
what I mean? Everyone
I
has that. Whether you admit it or not, honestly, if you dig deep down, you right. will feel exactly the same way as the things
yes,
that you just mentioned.
You will. And what it is, what I've called it is, it's a blind alley. And mm-hmm. everybody's going down it. One day, I just kind of woke up and I realized that all of us were huddled at the end of this blind alley. And we were all talking about our misery and how unhappy we were and how it must be bad karma or bad choices or bad luck. But none
or
of
I'm
us
a bad person.
Or a bad person, which right. was definitely my conclusion.
Right.
And then we all just commiserated. Nobody knew how to do it any differently. And so no matter what we did, we always ended up in the same blind alley, taking that that turn down the street that had the street sign that said perpetual pleasure.
Right.
And that's what I wanted. And I mean, most people that I see consciously would not say that that's what's happening. But unconsciously, if you look at what your choices are and the struggle that you have on the inside, you can see that something in you just wants to move away from anything that has any degree of displeasure or discomfort in
yeah.
it. And that is human. I am not saying there's anything wrong with that.
No, it's the nature of what it is, right? I mean, just like I had to have you repeat that thing.
Right.
I could actually, because I've done so much work myself, I can feel the big black mirrored window going
right.
up. I can realize I wasn't
yeah.
listening to something that was challenging for me to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, if you sat down and really thought about these things and dug deep, you'd realize that these are truths.
Yeah. And if you want to evolve, you know, there's so much emphasis today on conscious evolution and on finding your purpose and meaning in life. If you want that to happen at a level that is in your bones and in your muscles and in your body, it has to go beyond your conscious understanding. You know, the intellect and the mental understanding is very important, but it's not the end. You don't want to stop there. And it's just like, you know, what I've found in my work, it's, you know, it's taken me to a different level as it has people who have used it other than myself. And there's again, more.
Well,
there's always more.
That's a perfect segue to say, if you care about your conscious involvement, then listen to the next segment. If you don't.
Okay.
No, get the book. If you really do care about your conscious involvement and you want to feel it in your body and your bones, then get the book, because this is a strategy written by a behavioral specialist to tell you what you need to get it in your bones on an unconscious level so that you can move to a different place. And
right.
be happy.
And it's a specific strategy based on people. It's tried and true.
Tested. I can attest
by people who have used it. And also it was gleaned from that category of human beings called mystics because they demonstrate being unflappable. That's where the book comes from. It's based on the psychology of the mystics because they stay centered, calm, peaceful, and happy no matter what.
You too yeah. can be a mystic. Stay tuned, guys, and we'll be talking about more about happiness in the next segment.
Song I wrote. Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free!
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Might want to sing it note for note, don't worry. Be happy. In a every life we have.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today, we are continuing our conversation with Ragini Michaels. Welcome back, Ragini Michaels.
Thank you.
She has just written a book called Unflappable: 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, Peaceful, No Matter What. And the goal of this segment is to really talk about one of the key concepts to wrap your mind around, which is impermanence, because this is one of the key ingredients, as I understand from reading your book.
Yes.
Impermanence is something that is needed to lead a happy life. Why? What is it?
Everybody really knows what impermanence
is. Yeah, exactly. What does it mean?
That nasty little guy called change that comes into your life. And in this notion, what we're talking about here is to wrap your head around the understanding that impermanence or change, really, it's easier actually in a way to think about it if you think of it as impermanence. Because it helps to understand that whatever is coming into your life is going to disappear from your life sooner or later.
The good and the bad.
So whatever comes in is going to go out, down to a breath coming in and going out, to, you know, a book being brand new to being used. You know, there's just a piece of food that's wonderful and then it rots. You know, spring, summer, fall, winter shows us how things arise and disappear. Our own bodies change. Everything changes all the time. The thing is, unconsciously, we don't like that.
No, I don't like that at all.
Most people don't like change. We want security. We want something to stay the way it is to some degree. Now, some of us like a little change. I want a little change, you know, like...
Yeah, like cut my hair slightly short, cut my bangs slightly shorter.
Right.
Like those kind of changes are fine.
We can have chicken curry tonight, but tomorrow night let's have chicken tacos.
Right.
You know, something different, but not too much different.
Yeah, don't make me lose my job or my hair or... something dramatic like that.
So the thing about impermanence is that most of us, because we don't like it and we see it as disruptive, we will naturally put it in the category of pain. Therefore, we try to move away from it, which can make things doubly difficult. Because if you can embrace something that is a fact of life on this planet, in our bodies, and change is a fact, everything that is subject to change, impermanence. It will change. If and when you can get your mind and your body wrapped around that idea so that you can relax in the presence of impermanence and see the beautiful creative aspect of it instead of just the destructive side of it. So impermanence has two sides, and most of us only see the downside, that it takes away something. On the other hand, impermanence actually is very creative. It gives birth to the new. For example, tiny little example, a little seed, right? That seed has to die as a seed. It has to change as a seed in order for what's in it to emerge out of it.
Right.
Okay. And so there's a creative aspect to impermanence, both the bringing forth the new and releasing the old. So, and that's the whole dynamic that we're really talking about fundamentally in Unflappable. There are certain things that you want to get really clear about, and one of them is impermanence. You're going to the book will shake your ideas up around impermanence so that it resettles down and settles back down into a new configuration that will give you a new relationship to it. Mm-hmm. So things can come and things can go, right?
And it relates to happiness how?
Because when you live life in harmony with its flow, you get happier, right? Very simply put, we all talk about the flow of life. Everybody's heard about the flow of life, right? The grand flow of life. The book Unflappable tells you exactly what that is so you can verify it. There is a pattern and a rhythm to the flow of human experience, right? And this book identifies it for you, because if you want to be happier, you want to be able to say yes to what's coming into your presence, you know, into the moment. And this book will give you an exact way to map out this pattern, this hidden pattern in impermanence, in this flow of life, that will help you understand, oh, I get it. This is how you navigate life. I didn't know that. And it comes down to being able to say yes to pleasure and yes to pain. Now, most people are going to go, are you kidding me? That is like crazy. That was my first response to the notion. It's like, who designed this? This is the craziest, stupidest design in the world to tell me I have to suffer to be here, right? And yet, there's value in every single pain that comes into a person's life if you're willing to turn around and look at it and gather the wisdom that's in it.
Okay, so let's actually take a real life example, because as you said in the first segment, I get this on a conscious level. It's mm-hmm. like, okay, I get it. I understand the concepts. But like, let's say that, you know, you can take a client that you have that, you know, maybe lost their job mm-hmm. and you're trying to say to them, you know, another way of looking at this is embracing this loss of job or loss of loved one mm-hmm. as saying yes to pleasure, but also saying yes to your pain mm-hmm. and saying yes because embrace that this is a fact. I'm actually just repeating some of the things that you just told me to say. Mm-hmm. Embracing that this is fact. There's a constructive thing happening. There's a creative aspect that's happening. It's really about bringing forth the new and letting go of the old, even if that was the previous job or a loved one. Like, it's hard to do.
It's very hard to do. And that's why I wrote a book with a strategy in it that was gleaned specifically from people who know how to do it. And so my background is in creating maps of what goes on inside of people's heads, mm-hmm. right? So in looking at what goes on inside of a mystical mind, right? Mm-hmm.
These are the people who solved this problem.
To solve the problem, right? And how they solved the problem was by looking at things differently. Mm-hmm. And one of the things they looked at differently was impermanence. It was simply, when you talk about losing a job, part of what happens is if you're unable to be at ease with change, it's going to be an incredibly disruptive experience that you're going to take really personally. Mm. Like, I lost that job because I did something wrong, or somebody was out to get me, or the economy sucks, let's blame the president, or the world, the globe, you know, the globe is going into the hell in a handbasket because people aren't conscious enough and loving enough. We've always got a reason for why change is happening, particularly if it's bad, mm-hmm. you know, for it feels bad, it's uncomfortable, or it produces risk instead of security, you know, uncertainty. I mean, in today's world, uncertainty, you might as well make your middle name, right? It's just the way it is. But if you've made your peace and you understand that's the nature and the rhythm and the cycles of life, it becomes easier to actually stay with the flow of change, move with it and navigate with it in a way that allows you to stay unflappable, which means you don't lose your center, you don't lose your happiness, you're able to actually be with what is, including your own emotional turmoil.
Okay, so I'm imagining this mystic on a mountain, like, Om Shanti, Shanti, you know, going like, oh yes, I have a major change, my Lama Surya, whatever, just died, and I'm, this is life, this is the nature of life, oh, Om, Om Shanti, Shanti. We're like, you know, that's fine. If you're a llama meditating right. on a mountain. But if you're, you know, Joe Schlabat in the middle of Schlabat, Pennsylvania, and you're trying to go through these, what
you need you a slightly, you need a more practical strategy
right.
than sitting on a mountaintop and saying, om, om. Nothing wrong with that. And if right. you could actually bring that state of consciousness with you down, you'd be fine.
All right, so we are going to talk more about the next impediment to our unhappiness, which is bloody opposites, is what I call them. We will be right back.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind, not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Transform your life.
Hi, and welcome to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio. I am CJ Liu, and today we have the honor and pleasure to have Raghini Michaels, author of newly book out, Unflappable. It's available on all the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and also Raghini's website at
www.raghinimichaels.com, R-A-G-I-N-I.
Michaels.com. All right. So the book is called Unflappable, Six Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, Peaceful, No Matter What. And in the previous segment, we were talking about one of the blocks that we have for happiness is our relationship to change and how we don't embrace change. And in fact, once if we could be in a neutral state and embrace change, that we would be happy. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? Did I get it right?
Yes. One-third right, because there's two other main elements besides impermanence.
And the other element that we're going to be talking about now is embracing opposites.
Opposites.
Hard to do, easy to say. What is it?
Well, first of all, I think the first step that people need to do is become aware that we live daily in a sea of opposites. Mm-hmm. They are everywhere. And one of the first things that I suggest people do is sit down and write a list of every set of opposites or polar pairs that you can think
of. So good, evil, light, dark, that's one of the big ones.
Wet, dry, high, low, in, out, up, down, sad, happy, closed, open, alone, together, separate, connected.
She could go on
height
forever.
And depth.
In her book, there's probably like 20 pages worth of these opposites.
There are like 150 polar pairs listed in the back of the book to help you identify what your polar pair is, because of our unawareness, we don't pay attention to opposites because we're not designed to pay attention to them. Hmm. What we're designed to do is go for the one we want and avoid the one we don't want. Mm-hmm. And if you have a set of opposites where you want both, like say you want to stay home and read a book and rest, and you want to go out and connect with other people, you want to be together, and you want both of those, that's a dilemma, mm-hmm. right? And so how do you make the choice between those two? What most of the time we don't understand, and what I really am trying to help people understand in this book or get a handle on, is that a tremendous amount of our resources in the course of the day are going to try and solve dilemmas that you cannot fix. Mm-hmm. They're unresolvable dilemmas, like mm-hmm. the one I just talked about. Do I stay home and take care of myself, or do I go out and take care of my family or my friends or my mm-hmm. partner or whatever? Okay, that when you experience something like this, you experience it in your body as a tug of war. Mm-hmm. It's an actual physical experience. Do I do this or do I do that? You can almost feel your body if you tune in going back and forth, sorting through the pros and cons of each side, mm-hmm. okay? And of course, you have to make a choice because you only have two options and they give you two absolutely opposing sets of directions. One, you stay home, one, you go out. You can't do them both at the same time.
Right.
So when you choose one, you go, okay, it's over. I chose one. But the problem is the problem comes back again the next day. It never goes away. And the reason why it never goes away is because of something we're not paying attention to. Most of the time, I hear people say all the time, by this time in my life, I should have figured it out. I should be able to handle this without all this stress and anxiety and contraction in my system,
What's wrong with me? Why haven't I figured it out?
Right.
Yeah, this is a story in fact. When one of the first things I had met Ragini, I was at Microsoft. I had a newborn and a two-year-old. And I was like, oh, you know what? I've read so many books on work, life, family balance, and I still haven't figured it out. So what I really want to do is figure out how I can balance my work and family life, which in fact, you told me, is an unresolvable dilemma, right? Because once you choose, let's say I just said, well, I'm going to work and focus on my work right now, then your family suffers. And then if you choose your family, then your work suffers. And then you think that when this is to just go back mm-hmm. to your point, once you make a decision, that the problem will go away. And it never goes away.
It never does. And what Unflappable talks about and helps you gain insight into is why it never goes away. Right, because opposites are inevitably connected.
Right.
They come like Romeo and Juliet. They are in a passionate love affair, and you are never going to get one to go away from the other one. Yeah. They are with you for life. And the reason why this relates to impermanence is because there's a movement between the two. So life keeps taking you back and forth between these two options. Mm-hmm. That's the flow of life in a practical way for daily living, right? And if you don't know how to follow that particular flow of life between being happy and being sad, or paying attention to work, or paying attention to family, or being wanting approval versus criticism, you know, there, if you don't know how to navigate those things, you're going to have a difficult time, because change requires you to move through both of them, because they are forever irrevocably connected to each other.
And you know, if I were to recall, and this was a long time ago when I struggled with this, is that the first thing that brought me peace was to realize, okay, I can't solve this.
Yes.
Because part of it is, it's the struggle of like, I must not be working or reading or doing enough to like figure this out. Why? Like, that's the whole dialogue that you're mentioning. What's wrong with me that I haven't figured out? There needs to be a book for me to solve this. And the first thing to realize that it's not solvable, oddly, brings a huge amount of inner peace.
It does. It does.
It's like, it's not solvable.
Immediately, it's not solvable, right? And the only thing that is that can happen is that you can change the way you understand it and navigate
to it.
And that brings even more peace.
Right. When you say, and I think for me, it finally got to the point when, after doing this work that in your six steps in your book, that I thought, and so for folks out there, seriously, if you struggle with work-life balance or any of these polar pairs, I have found them incredibly helpful because, as you described in the very first segment, what happens for me now is I've built a neural network in my brain that I can actually identify, oh, here's what's happening. I'm struggling from work-life balance. Mm-hmm. And what am I struggling with? Well, I'm not accepting that these are opposites. I'm actually wanting one thing and running away from another. Mm-hmm. And what it helped me do and what your six steps helped me do and what I think was the most helpful was to say, hey, you know, it's a navigational tool. Mm-hmm. Now I know that I have to navigate between these opposites, which I didn't understand before.
Because if we go back to what we talked about in the first segment, your unconscious mind only knows to go towards what it considers to be pleasurable and good and to move away from what it sees as unpleasurable and bad. Now you have a different strategy. You have a different tool for navigating opposites that's more based on reality, on the way it actually works, on the actual flow of life.
Right.
It's very cool. And it immediately releases an enormous amount of stress and increases your sense of self-esteem. It's not your fault.
Right. Well, you know, it's hard because we're in a society where we look at, you know, we think of, again, these monks that sit on the top of the mountaintop and they're completely balanced. And we have this illusion that it's a noun, which you've always said to me that mm-hmm. I love. It's like it's a noun. It's a state of being. But really, balancing is a verb.
It's a verb.
Yeah, we don't get that. And I think that that was one of the key insights that you gave me.
And what Unflappable shows you how to do is engage in balancing the ups and downs of your life without losing your center so you can stay happy.
Yeah.
Simply put.
Love it. So folks out there, I'm sure this is springing up all sorts of questions for you. So make sure to call us at 800-930-2819 with any of your questions. Again, 800-930-2819. And Ragini, tell us about your website again. And then I know that you're talking on June 1st with Chris Steins, who's also on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. So
that's
more
correct.
Goodness yet to come. And then on June 4th, you have the teleseminar. So tell us how people can find out about that.
Okay. You can go to my website at www.raginimichaels. It's R-A-G-I-N-I, michaels.com. And the information there will be on about Chris Steins' radio show and also the four-week teleseminar I'll be doing through Entheos Academy online.
Okay, cool. So go to raginimichaels.com and you'll get all that good information. And folks, go out and buy the book. Really, you really have to go through the book, understand these concepts, and go through the six steps. It really does. It works. I'm a testament that this works. So we will be right back answering any questions that you have.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camano Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. the Camano Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Wouldn't you love to create an abundance of enriching relationships in every area of your life? When gratitude is integrated in your life, it uplifts your own sense of well-being at a very deep level, and you attract beauty, harmony, and enriching relationships with grace and ease. Suddenly, you don't have to try and work hard. You become a magnet. Your desires start to manifest easily. Grateful souls want to support you and your purpose. You live your higher destiny. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit us at explorationgratitude.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Fired Up with CJ Show. I am CJ Liu, and you're listening to the Fired Up with CJ Show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And today we have Ragini Michaels, who is talking about her new book, Unflappable, Six Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, Peaceful, No Matter What. And you can get this book in many places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and also on Ragini Michaels' website, which is
www.raginimichaels.com, R-A-G-I-N-I. And it's also available digitally on for your Kindle or Nook.
Yay! Okay, so we what we want to do is just kind of knit everything together. And folks, if you have a phone call and question that you want to ask Ragini, then please make sure to call us at 800-930-2819. And so one of the things I mentioned earlier is that, you know, I came to Ragini a long, long time ago asking her, like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I must be doing something wrong, but I can't figure out this work-life family balance. And I had a newborn and a two-year-old. And so I was, I would say, insane. Like most parents at that age. I mean, it's a crazy time when you have two babies and diapers. I don't even want to go there. But what I would say is I went to Ragini and I said, Ragini, help me out. And And then you told me about this whole thing about this is not a dilemma that you can solve. And it really was a peaceful thing.
The point is, once you understand you can't solve it, the thing that you can do is manage it.
Yeah.
And this is really a navigation tool for managing these dilemmas that are there in your daily life and aren't going to go away.
Yeah. The six steps in your book are the
right.
are the way that you navigate it. And what Bragany said for me to do is she said, you need to actually understand the opposites that are in play.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you, and refresh people's memory, what does that mean? Like, it, what are some ones that you typically see with your clients when they come in?
Well, typically I hear success is what someone wants, and they're anxious about the possibility of failing. No awareness that success and failure are interdependent. They're interlocked, like I said before, like Romeo and Juliet. They're in a passionate love affair. They are never going to be separable. Mm-hmm. Okay? So if that's true, and I'm not saying you should believe me, I'm saying come read the book, check it out, find out for yourself if what this is, if this is actually true. I guarantee you it is, but don't mm-hmm. take my word for it, please, because mm-hmm. then it won't create the change that you're looking for.
Right.
So success and failure. Work, family, you know, how are you going to how are you going to work with your work and ignore your family? You can't. Work and family are two different things, and they actually are interconnected mm-hmm. if you're a working parent, right?
If you choose one, the other one suffers.
That's right. Right.
That's just the way
it is. It's the same like with, even if you're not a working parent, you have all the household duties, the cooking, the shopping, the everything, and then taking care of your family people, the actual people.
Right.
So it's the same thing whether you're doing a career trip or not.
Whether it's work or housework, it's work.
Right. Right.
And housework, trust me, is work.
And how many times a day do you have to make a decision between what do I want to do something for myself or do I want to do something for somebody else? Should I plan my afternoon or should I stay home and allow it to unfold spontaneously? You know,
right.
Most people go, what is that?
Right.
I haven't been able to have a spontaneous afternoon in like 10 years.
Yeah.
Everything is planned.
Yeah, at that age when you have little kids, it's everything seems mm-hmm. to be planned.
How do you balance out the need for some freedom and some downtime with all the responsibilities and duties yeah. you have? There's an anxiety that's always there. Where's the time for calm? Where's the time for peace? So there's like so many polar opposites that operate in any kind of situation that you're in that you experience stress over.
Right.
So what you want to do first and foremost is start becoming conscious of polar pairs or opposites because that is the fabric. It's the actual fabric that makes up our daily lives.
Right, and to be because when I actually did this exercise myself, mm-hmm. so I actually had many of the polar pairs. So these are the natural tensions that occur when you're trying to balance work and family. And then I picked the pairs, and it was really informative because I think that we're not even conscious, as you said earlier, that these opposites are even existing, and we don't even know. And we, as you mentioned, we're not willing to even see the virtues of the other one.
Right. I think you said something really good. You called them natural tensions that arise in life. And in fact, that's exactly what they are. They're natural. But the fact that there's a tension in it makes the unconscious mind again go, uh-oh, alert, alert.
Right.
You know, watch out. This is dangerous. This could be something we need to move away from, the tensions of all kind. What Unflappable is going to help you learn is that your unconscious mind, because you probably already know this consciously. I'm not out to insult anyone's intelligence
right.
here. But the unconscious mind, unless it gets that tension is life.
Right.
It is the tension between polar opposites that is life. Your life, you, is made up of this tension flowing between opposites. And that's why impermanence is also important, because if you know this is part of the game, it's part of the way it works, you can relax with it.
Right.
Because you know that on the other side of whatever you're letting go of, there's the other half coming
right.
to greet you.
The things won't last forever.
That's
the good
right.
and bad.
The good and you're always sad about the good things not lasting forever, but so happy that the bad things are not
right.
going to last forever.
You know, it's so funny because I remember talking to my husband. We were driving and I finally had this epiphany and I said to myself, you know what? It's really stressful during Christmas because blah, 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 blah. And then I said, but it will be better in January when things are not stressful. And then in February, it's always stressful because, you know, it's my birthday and Valentine's Day. And then I was like, but this is life. Like, it's never going to go away.
Right. It's never going to go away. I think one of the main things to understand is this is really a book about how to be happy and peaceful in the presence of emotional turmoil, which is life.
Right.
That's it. Life
and change, which is life.
Yep. That
this is the
stirs
first thing,
up
right?
the emotions. You
Things
know?
Are always going to change. So if and I get the point where you've said this in your book is that we are oriented towards homeostasis. It's our natural right. desire to want to get things back to where they were or, mm-hmm. or should be or we want them to be. But the reality of this is not.
Life creates its own balance. We usually want it to stay balanced where we want it to be and not change. Mm-hmm. But life's balance is a continual process of movement. Mm-hmm. So the more that you can allow the movement of life to be something that you're saying yes to, the easier it is. Now, what I'm talking about in this book is like usually left to the end of a spiritual path to be tackled. But me being a little bit of a rebel, I decided, and also going, I don't get all this stuff. You're telling me to do all this, but nobody's telling me how.
Yeah.
Right? So what I found out is it makes life a lot easier to get it now.
Yeah.
To understand this now. You don't have to wait till the end of your spiritual journey to get it.
I actually remember when I took Ragini's class many, many moons ago, you had said exactly that. You said, you know, I went through the spiritual thing and the thing that was most important was the thing that they taught me at the end. And I thought, why? Why are you teaching me at the end? Why didn't you teach me this at the beginning?
I've had more students say to me, why didn't somebody tell me this earlier? Over exactly. and over again, I've heard it. So it's well worth the time. And one of the reasons I wrote the book is to share it because it's changed my life so dramatically. And I was not a very happy person, a very negative, miserable person, actually very dramatic, of course. And I'm much happier.
Yeah.
I'm much more able to do it. So it does work. And I do hope that you enjoy it.
Yes. And here's the thing that I will say about Ragini is everything that she does comes from the heart in the most well-intentioned, beautiful place. And this book represents that.
Thank you, dear.
It's very beautiful. So Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, Peaceful, No Matter What. Seriously, get the book. First of all, you have these issues. I can guarantee it.
Everybody does.
And when you read the book, you will feel peaceful. That was my experience with my work-life balance, and I've used this for many other things, success and failure, a lot of the other things that you mentioned. So it's a beautiful piece of work. Your baby was worth producing. It's beautiful.
It was.
So thank you, everybody. Thank you, folks at WBLQ. Thank you, Brian. And make sure to tune in next week when we have Hawaiian Shaman, when we talk to Hank Wesselman about Hawaiian shamanism. Goodbye, everyone, and have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.